Dude, every time there's a new stain.
Yeah.
Just like, what happened? I'm just like, Jeremy.
She just kind of like hit the sand, stopped moving, and fell over onto a cactus.
Ah!
And alcohol don't get you, the coffee and donuts will.
Is there beer all over again?
The metric system's tool of the devil. If you chase what you love, you can be successful.
Yeah.
In happiness.
Back in the candy dish with that sweet, sweet talk, it's Candy Teeth Radio.
Mmm,
delicious.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me
no,
too.
You're not.
It's already been fun.
Remember?
No.
I used to be excited all the time.
No, you're not excited.
I'm not excited.
I've never heard you say that.
Let's chill out. Let's take a breath.
Man, I just did some real deep breathing.
Yeah.
On my trip to Sedona.
Yes. Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, it was real cool, man. We stopped in Flagstaff first and hung out with some friends. Went and saw the Grand Canyon for the first time. It's something else. You guys been to the Grand Canyon?
I haven't. I've always wanted to go. Never.
I have when I was like 12.
We went to the South Rim. It was something else, man. It was almost like an international village. There were more people like speaking other languages than English. Like all over. Everybody was from everywhere. Oh, it's just cool history, man. And like, oh, man, there were places like you couldn't even tell what you were looking at. Like, you couldn't even possibly tell what you were looking at. Huge expanses of space with other cliffs that look like, you're like, I don't know, is that 200 feet? And it's like, how far away from me? And then there's another cliff that's behind that that looks like, what, like 800 feet? I don't know. It's so big.
Yeah.
And
does it feel like, were you just like, I just want to throw a rock in there so bad?
Ooh, a paper airplane.
There was that weird thing of, like, kind of wanting to jump a little teeny bit. Ooh. Like, hearing that little voice of, like, just what would it be like for
yeah.
that moment, you know? And, of course, you're never going to... I'm not going to, like, huck myself off the canyon, but there's that little teeny thing that's,
yeah, your
like,
brain does that. It's weird.
Just flying off the fucking edge.
Squirrel suit.
Squirrel suiting yeah, off the edge of the canyon.
Suit. Wow. The pictures look crazy. It looks like a fake background in some of the photos. Looks like somebody rolled that down.
Yeah, like you're at Universal Studios or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, totally. Because it's like so far away, there's so much atmospheric perspective.
Oh, man. I would not be surprised if there are multiple deaths a year by selfie at the Grand Canyon.
Dude, you were
people
trying to
go,
get some.
We got a couple.
You were trying to get some.
We did, like, you know, moderately risky. There was like...
Dude, we're going to have to post those.
A drop on either side yeah. of mm-hmm. us and... You would probably die if you fell off of it.
Uh-huh.
And we were doing acro yoga on the
Yeah, no, I've point. Seen that one.
Supermaning. What's it called?
That's a... We call it bird pose. Some people call it front plank.
Yeah. Some shit on a cliff.
We also sat down on the edge and took a picture of our feet in space.
Ah!
Mm-hmm. It was like sitting on the edge of the rock with like this
oh.
huge
Mm-mm.
openness in front
nope.
of us.
I'm not into that.
No. Mm-mm.
Didn't Hulk and Evil try to get... shot over the Grand Canyon in a rocket? Or was that something different?
Maybe they wouldn't
the
let him
Grand
do
Canyon?
It.
No, it was either
he did something over the Grand Canyon.
He did something over the Grand Canyon.
When he lands, it's all break. Here's the run. Knievel attempting to jump the Grand Canyon. Yes! He's hit the gap! He makes it! He's off the bike! He's made the gap cleanly, but just as feared, he took the tumble when he hit the cactus in the dirt. The minute he got off the ramp.
It like
what about when Homer
accident?
Jumped the canyon in Springfield?
Yes. The Springfield Gorge.
Only thing left for me to do is jump the gorge myself.
But it was pretty cool, though, because like at the end of our experience there, when we were kind of wrapping up, I perk my ear up a little bit, and I hear a little Native American flute playing. And there was a dude sitting there basically, like, saying his goodbyes to the canyon. He's like, yeah, I'm saying my goodbyes to the canyon. He came up from Argentina, and he got this spirit quest calling to go to the Grand Canyon. And he spent, oh, like, 3 weeks hiking all through it from the vantage point. He was like, yeah, he'd been to all the places he could see.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was really cool. It was great. Yeah. So we had a little moment, and he had one tattoo on his arm, like a path going into the future, okay, kind of with a dot, but then it had some dot shading and stuff. It was kind of vague, but I could see that it was like a path very clearly to me. And he's like, oh, nobody's ever seen my tattoo before. He says, everybody thinks it's like a pair of like boxing shorts or something, because it kind of had this split negative space. They thought it was like, they always asked what it was. He's like, you're the first person that's seen my tattoo. I'm like, yeah, crazy, man, I know you. I see you.
I see you, man.
I see you. So that was a real cool moment.
Yeah.
And then speaking of playing flute,
uh-oh,
one thing that I did when I was down there was hanging out with my homie Illip Gravengard. Man, he's an herbal alchemist, and so he makes like concoctions and spritzers and elixirs and like jewel essences. He's a pretty rad dude. And yes, he does like one arm handstands, and he's a pretty rad dude.
I cannot do a one arm handstand.
No,
I cannot.
How could you? Who are you?
I know.
Who are you? Who are you?
No, seriously. Who are you? Who are you guys?
I'm Joseph.
Yeah, yeah, Joseph! From Wheelies?
Possibly.
The band?
Yep.
What? Who's that?
Pat.
Pat? Pat Doherty, dude!
And we have Pat Doherty. Patrick Doherty. From the Wheelies in studio with us tonight. We haven't introduced him yet.
Thanks for coming, you guys.
Yeah, thank
Thanks
you.
For having us.
So Sedona, man. Sedona has some real magic. Anyway, I was talking about that flute. Yeah. And Illip plays a mean flute.
Illip.
I got a little bonus episode of my homie Illip, and I'll be putting that out as soon as I can. It'll be a short one, but a good one.
You interviewed him?
Yeah, did a little interview, and he played the flute for us.
Yes, where were you at when he was playing the flute?
In his laboratory.
In his laboratory?
Whoa.
Wow, that's awesome.
There's like all the jars and bottles and vessels and decanters all over the walls with different labels of herbs and essences. And then we got to stay. I got to give a shout out to these accommodations, man. We got to stay at Enchantments Resort.
Uh-huh.
That was our spot. Oh.
Enchanting.
Amazing. It was like the coolest place ever. It's pretty much at the mouth of this canyon that is one of the Sedona vortexes, like these big energy epicenters. And you're surrounded by these beautiful red rocks all the way around you with these spires and like little balanced, you know, structures and stuff. And, the property's all spread out. I think they have some crazy amount of acreage. And so there's little, like, casitas, little, like, 2 or 3 unit houses all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And so they come and pick you up in golf carts, like, anytime you want. So you're like, I want to go to the spa. So, like, a dude goes beep, beep, and, like, picks you up in a golf cart and, like, drives you to where you're going. Or, like, I'm going to go to the clubhouse or one of the restaurants. They, like, drive you all around. So that's kind of fun. I walked a lot, but, like, sometimes it was cool to do, too, to check that, actually.
Do you have to tip the driver?
No.
I think some people probably tip them. Because I get those fat tips going.
But beautiful service, man. There's a full service spa there, too. Which, that was crazy, because that was my personal first spa experience. My wife goes to the spa all the time.
Are you naked with strangers right now?
I was naked, but I was never, like, in proximity with another guy the whole time I was in there. It's, like, all open facilities, you know? Like, you have a big comfy robe and a towel, like, depending on your level of discretion. I didn't see anybody doing anything outlandish, you know, like...
Helicopter!
Not that I saw. Not
hey, you guys, check this out! The engine don't stop!
A little different kind of spa.
Sorry. I just have my own. It's my imagination.
There's no happy endings at this spa,
Jerry. Oh, man. Then, you know what else you can do at this place?
Do you want me to guess?
I don't know about that.
They have mountain bikes, like nice full suspension mountain bikes that you can just ride. They're like, here's a helmet and a bottle of water and a mountain bike. Sign this form. See you later. And the next day I go out with my friend who has kind of like this big sister vibe for me. She has like the big sis energy. So we're like going to go out mountain biking. It was super fun. And we get the mountain bikes this day. The first day I took it out, I just like found a bike that fit, and there were tons of them. I just found a bike that fit and a helmet and like got my stuff and went and signed the thing. The next day there was the guy, the attendant, George, the attendant of the mountain bike thing, and he was a cool old like native dude that totally knew his stuff and bikes and all the trails. So he like really knew his stuff. And we're like, yeah, we think we're going to go. We show him our path. We think we're going to go here, here, and here. And he's like breaking it down. He's like, okay, this one here will challenge you. This one you'll have to know your worth. So it was a mountain bike spirit quest. And we took it as that, right? So we headed out and went on this run. I get past this one spot, and the terrain would change so much. It would be like solid rock and then right into sand, like 4 to 6 inch deep of sand. And so at speed, if you like turn in that, you just wobble or flip over or whatever. It like eats you.
Yeah.
And so you kind of like hydroplane it straight, but you go and you move out of your line. It's weird. And so there was a little sandy spot back there, and I'm riding and I'm turning and waiting and looking for her, and I don't see her. And then I look back and I do see her, and she's on the ground. Right there. But she didn't make any sound, and I wasn't that far ahead. She didn't make any noise at all. None. No, I just looked back, and she, like, was laying down.
Yeah, kind of where the sand was.
So I'm like, oh, man. And there was no distress, really. And so I see her get up, and she comes over. And then she's like, hey, could you check something out for me? And she turns around, and she has cactus spines all the way up her head and her ass and one side of her ass.
Oh! No. You gotta see her ass?
No, through clothes.
I know.
I was helping my friend anyway. I know. But
just giving her a hand, baby.
Oh, it hurts right now. I hate it.
Like, how was it? Like dozens of them, or just like a couple? Like, I mean,
dozens of different sizes.
Ah!
There were some that were like, you know, pretty significant quills, like almost toothpicky. And there were a whole bunch that were really fine and really small that I could not get with my bare fingers. So I got as many as I could, and I was like, you need tweezers and like that steam room.
What kind of god would create that?
Now that it's all over, it's pretty funny. So.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, I'm gonna put these fucking fish hooks all over this plant.
So crash into it on your machine.
Rub your ass on it.
Yeah.
Jesus, look at this.
Oh, it was more than rub, dude. She
You're
was
so cruel,
through.
Father.
Oh, fast.
She saw that, no? She saw the sand spot and kind of, like, negotiated a little early. And she said the main thing that happened, there was no, like, climax. There was no, like, oh, my God, I, like, ran off the cliff. She just kind of, like, hit the sand, stopped moving, and fell over onto a cactus. And then when she stood up, she had the whole round, like, plate-sized thing stuck to her that she pulled off before she even walked out to see me. And she didn't make a peep. She didn't make a single sound. I was like, damn, you're tough.
Maybe you should just get your hearing checked.
Oh. That's when you know it hurts, is when they don't say anything.
Just fucking... Plus, you just try not to think about it. Like, you're trying to be like, that didn't happen.
Oh, yeah, when there's a cactus.
That's not a whole stuck cactus on my ass.
So she ended up okay, right? I mean...
Yeah, she was okay, but she needed further help. She did get one of the other ladies to... do the tweezer routine and get some steam room time. So, hey, I want to hear a little bit about who's in the studio. So, Patrick and Joseph are in a Tacoma band called the Wheelies. Wait a minute. I'm going to back this up. I'm going to flip the script. So, I'm going to say how it. I first heard about the Wheelies.
Ooh.
I was kind of in a... I was involved with a little art cooperative thing that was a little bit weird, but it was, you know, checking it out and seeing what it was all about. And one day... at the place, this CD showed up under the door. I don't even think it was in the mailbox. It was just like in under the door, you know, through the mail slot or something.
I don't know how that happened.
And,
that's
weird.
That's super weird.
That's really weird.
Yeah. I think it was almost even like handwritten. It was all like handwritten.
It was definitely handwritten.
The name of the album was Pizza Party.
Yeah.
And so we were like, the Wheelies Pizza Party? This just showed up in our lives? And we were clowning it. We were like saying like, this is going to be really bad. We put it on and we're hooked. We were like, the pizza party, dude. This is great.
You guys ordered some pizza and fucking rocked out?
Yeah. So you took us by surprise. I'll say that.
Nice. And accomplished.
So what, you guys would just like go to random spots and like slide CDs under doors?
It's kind of funny to hear reactions to your stuff, you know? Because like the pizza party thing... like, it's something that, like, we did so spontaneously, you know? Like, we made this little CD, and we were like, what should we call it? And, like, you know, you're just sitting around with your friends, and you couldn't come up with something, and we just, like, out of pizza. Nowhere, we were like, we came up with, like, a list of things, and we were like, we just, like, out of nowhere, we just went with Pizza Party. You know, we're like, okay, we'll call it Pizza Party. And it's just funny to hear people, you know, it's like, that was from so long ago. Like, you know.
Is it like a 10-second decision?
Yeah, I get it.
Pizza Party?
Yep, yep.
That's the one.
Hey, shove these under somebody's door.
Yep, cool.
But in the end, we kind of got it. We were like, oh, everybody loves a pizza party. Yeah. Like, everybody loves a pizza party, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think as soon as one of us said it, it was definitely written down forever. Like, it made sense.
I remember not wanting to take it serious. Like, we were trying to come up with all this really serious stuff, you know? Like, like trying to make it, you know, like...
Make the story.
All flowery and artsy.
Yeah, like,
you
know, yeah, like, concluded.
Like, that kind of took away from what it was, you know, yeah. It's like, that's not... about like
right
pizza party.
It's a pizza party.
Chill out.
It's like the exact opposite. Yeah, that's awesome.
So where can our listeners hear either that release or anything else you guys have going on?
Well, all our old stuff is just kind of floating through the internet somewhere. I don't know. Like, you can, I mean, like, we have music on iTunes and Spotify and all of that stuff, but we've got like years of old music that's just on like every single from MySpace to Reverb Nation and SoundCloud, like tons of just like old demos that we would do on our computers and
that's
so
good.
If you just kind of look around, like there's a lot of stuff actually, like if you go dig around there's like a ton of old Wheelie stuff online.
How long have you guys been a band?
Well, we kind of collectively have been a band I think since we were ever, you know, for a long time.
Yeah, a long time, like 12 years, a long time.
Wow.
Well,
we've known each other for a long time.
The whole...
We've always kind of played music, but...
Yeah, like if... Like, in a weird way, it was kind of like... You know, Wheelies never started or stopped, you know what I mean? It was, there was no... Like, we were all already just friends, and it just... There was never any plan to really make it a band, because the... There's four guys in the band, and three of us, Joseph, myself, and Tom, were all in the same grade at the same school, at the art school in Tacoma. And then
Soda.
Yeah, and then
Soda.
Rusty school went to art. Wilson, and he also played music too back then. And I was just friends with everybody pretty much. Like, I didn't really play music. I wanted to, but I just couldn't really.
Pat just pulled the cool card.
Yeah.
And we were like... shoot, you know. we need someone cool in our band.
Yeah,
let's ask Pat. He'll sing. It'll be good. It'll work out. But and then he starts playing guitar and singing, and we all just had way too much fun to stop.
Yeah,
you know.
But yeah, like we started. I mean, like Joseph was probably the first person to ever teach me guitar when I was like 16, and I'm 30 now, so that was a while ago.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of actually weird, like, to think that it's is that long, because you stay friends with people and like in a weird way in your head you never really leave that time, you know, like it's kind of the same, like you listen to music or whatever and it takes you back into a certain time, or like you smell a smell or something, you know, and it's like,
yeah,
whenever we all hang out, it's in my head, I kind of, you know, it's like you, because you're in like real life the rest of the time, you know, you're working a job and, you know, it's like paying bills and shit, and then all of a sudden you get together to play music and your whole head shifts back into kind of this like, you know, more,
it's that pair of shoes that felt real good when you're 18.
Yeah, and you still got them, you know.
Yeah.
It's like they don't stink yet, you know. It's like it's like the laces are still good on the shoes and you're like, oh, I can jump a little bit higher now.
Slip
like,
on the music slippers.
Yeah. The whole music slippers.
It's cool to grow older too with it, and like, you know, you don't really see like an end, you know, like, because you're just doing it for fun. So it's like, why would it stop? Like, why would you want it to stop? I guess, you know, things will stop, but you know,
or at least change.
There's no like, yeah, or change. There's so it's just always been really simple and fun.
Yeah.
I don't think there's been any change ever in Wheelies. Like, there's, like, this, like, mentally, you know? Like,
that day when we picked out Pizza Party and we were trying to overthink it, we were like, no, Pizza Party. And we just rode that wave.
Yeah.
Continued that,
That thinking.
Just carried it on.
So, if we could hear one song, what do you want people to have their first Wheelies experience to be? Judas!
Wow, that was, you guys already knew that really fast.
Everybody's into Judas, except for Jesus.
Yeah.
The song's actually about a cat, though, so it's not...
It's not weird. Tell me that one again. It's always crossing my mind. You come in here up when you're around. But Judas sleeps on your lap. So please cut me some slack. I can't believe it.
I actually didn't even, I didn't know who, I wasn't, like, raised religious.
Oh.
I didn't know much about it, and my mom was like, why did you? Because it's the name of the song, and it gets, says, you know, says it once in the song, and she's like, why did you do that? And I was like, I don't, like, what's the name of a cat? Like, a cat, like, why does it matter? Like, I didn't, and she's like, oh, it's this. And that's this whole thing. I was like, oh, great.
Yeah, whoops.
Man, I thought we were trying to not be serious.
Yeah, that was...
trying to write a song about a cat.
Yeah, whoopsie daisy. Cat named Judas. He was a little dick, though. But...
So Jesus wouldn't like him?
Yeah. He probably would.
Probably not.
He's a good cat.
Probably would.
Yeah, cat. I mean, he seems very forgiving.
Mm-hmm. Jesus likes everybody.
Jesus likes everybody, man.
That's what he's into. That's all he does. Even besides this other stuff.
Dickhead cat named Judas.
Well, that's one of the real insanely strong powers of love is being able to use it even when it maybe isn't deserved, or when, like, you know, you can see that the recipient of the love is troubled or undeveloped, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a massive force that it takes to do that. So, getting all lovey-dovey. Oh, you know what I'm super excited about? I'm excited that tomorrow at midnight, I get on a plane to Miami.
Ooh, tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Ooh, you are an international playboy right then.
It's fantastic. It's really fun. So,
what are you doing in Miami?
In Miami, we land there, and we're going to get a van and have the entire staff of our couples retreat go down to Key West. We're going to do like a road trip down the crazy road over the water. It's going to be real fun. And so I'm like, I'm feeling it. It's tomorrow. It's been going on for so long. We've been building up for this thing. So now we actually get to do it.
That's the scary
stuff. That's what always sucked about working food industry stuff. You ever work in the food industry before?
Yes.
Yes.
Dairy Queen.
I never have.
You can have some funny times back in that stuff.
17 years Whoops. Old. No, it's bad. That whole thing is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about it.
Yeah,
don't think
out.
About it. Don't be a dick, and don't think about it. I've seen 28-year-old guys do weird stuff in the back of restaurants.
Ooh.
That's it.
In
Can you just tell me what restaurants those are?
Dairy Queen.
All right.
Twin Lakes.
Oh, cool. I didn't
So you're saying don't get the chili dog.
I was just going to say don't get the hot dog. For real.
This is not a joke.
So definitely don't get the chili dog.
You're right. The chili does not make it better. Apparently.
But I was back there one time and I was like, the hot dogs are green. And the guy's like the old dude that works there, that's like the old stoner dude, lives at mom's house in the garage.
He's the manager.
Yeah. He's not. He's a cook. He's the same as me at 17 starting. But he's been doing it for longer. But he's like, hey, well, shut up. Why are you yelling that? and then I was like, I'm not giving that to somebody. And he's like, I will. Bloop, bloop, there's your green hot dog. Wow. Bad one. Spit. Weird shit. Welcome to America.
I'm not a vegetarian, but I definitely don't eat hot dogs.
That's good.
Yeah.
The spit was a hamburger, though.
Ugh.
She brought it back twice. And does it? Wait. Let me clarify.
That's why you this don't ever bring. You never return fast food. Like if you go to a fast food and you don't like it, eat it anyway, and don't say anything to the guy that made it because they are gonna hawk a loogie in that bad boy.
They don't give a fuck about your life.
Yeah, if you're like, this is not, I wanted my fries extra crispy at the McDonald's. Like they're gonna spit in that. Do it.
Oh no! I need all fresh ones. No salt, please.
Yeah.
I got it.
No problem.
Yeah, this guy, so the front guy comes back and he's like, this bitch brought it back again. And she's like mad at him, you know? She's being a bitch. And he's like, I just want to spit in her stuff. And the butt rock dude's like, I will. Boom. That's how much
they didn't even read. All they did to make it different was just talk a loogie.
Maybe he's just extra crispy.
Is it warmer?
Ew.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm going to puke from what I said. Anyways, be careful out there, people.
Yeah, I wish I could tip the guy at Jack in the Box. Like when you go through like,
before
in the morning or something, you know, and you're like, here you go, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks for not spitting in my food today.
He's like, oh shit, let me get that back.
Let me get some fresh fries.
I knew I was forgetting something. Watch out for that fast food, America. It's killing you. That shit's killing you.
One way or the other.
If the drugs and alcohol don't get you, the coffee and donuts will.
You know what else will get you, man?
What?
Drivers in China.
Oh, hell yeah.
You gotta watch out. Because there is an epidemic.
Did you go there over the weekend, too?
I haven't been to China.
You went camping in China real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
Just loaded up the SUV.
Yeah, I just took the kids to China real quick.
The driving up, bro. Because there's too many people.
Well, there's this whole phenomenon because of, there's this law of if you hit somebody with a car.
Yeah.
and do injury to them, you are liable to pay for whatever that injury is indefinitely, like for life. And so if you hit somebody and they're in a wheelchair,
spinal,
you pay their medical bills for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. No.
So there's even a... And then if you hit somebody and kill them, there's like a one-time survivor benefit.
Oh, you gotta pay.
So it's like $40,000. You just like pay up 40 grand and you're like, you're good to go. But if somebody has this like disability or they're in a coma or something and you have like a bill for $400,000, you have to pay it like as long as they live.
So you gotta make sure to back up is what you're saying.
Oh.
People do. Oh. They all do. There's even a saying...
I'll just kill this dude instead.
In China, this came from a reporter that wrote into Slate magazine that he was in China and just visiting, and the host that was driving him around was basically in conversation saying something like, oh yeah, if I hit anybody, I'm going to kill him. And he's like, wait a minute, you're not really joking, are you? And he's like, oh no, we kill him.
He's like, you don't know the rule.
Yeah. And so there's all these surveillance videos even. People have like surveillance cameras of people running down like grandmothers and then backing over them and doing it again.
Oh!
And then getting out of their car and looking.
Checking.
And then getting back in the car and doing it once more.
Checking
and then
driving the pulse. Away. Is grandma still breathing?
I'm wondering why they're running down so many people to begin with. They had to make this crazy law.
That's a good point.
Probably because there's like
so many people down.
Well, it sounds like it's backfired on you.
There's too many people.
Two. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Just drive.
Because they're making a lot of like nobody's gonna like
yeah.
Well, you could easily get out of this. You could just run over the guy, you know, and the other guy making the laws like nobody's gonna do that. This law's fine.
It's good the way it
is. That's exactly what happened.
No, you're not gonna kill someone on purpose.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay bazillions of dollars for the rest of your life.
Dun 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 dun. Dun, dun. Dun, dun.
Send the family for 40 grand, give them the, you'll find new happiness fortune cookie. Yeah, you know, call it good.
I had to park on that spot 6 times, and then I decided, oh, I'm on the wrong side of the block.
Oh, this spot's too bloody.
Bloody and old lady.
This spot smells like old lady body. That's nasty.
Some of the people that have gotten caught on camera actually got out of doing any time because...
Isn't that just murder?
Well, they said that they didn't know it was a person. They thought it was like a garbage bag.
Sugar.
A sack of laundry or something.
So you...
That they ran over 600
times. 400 times, yeah. Make sure that laundry's nice and folded. No.
So, watch out in China, man. Keep wits about you. Don't get hit by a car because they will not stop.
Look both ways.
And you get, like, hit by something, you know, and you're on the ground, and then you look up, and there's someone standing over you. You think they were going to, like, help you get up, and they're just, like, hitting you with the tire iron.
Yeah.
There's, like, sunshine, and they're silhouetted, and oh, thank you, like, whack!
Why are they holding a mirror over their nose?
He's still alive.
Why do they have a tire iron? This is a different kind of help. Cultural differences.
Yeah, I feel like that's a law that should probably get changed, probably, I think. Yeah. It's not working.
We'll get the email started. We'll have everyone sign it.
Through wheelies.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Nice. No,
probably not, but no, mysterious email. We'll
like chain letter?
Yep.
They even have a saying, like a common saying, that they say, hit to maim, not to kill. That's like a little... That's, you know...
Yeah, like, come on.
Some encouragement.
Come on.
Like, be cool.
Like, do the right thing.
Yeah, don't run
over grandma. Hit to kill, not to maim. Come on.
Yeah, don't finish it off.
Hit to kill.
Oh, hit to kill.
Oh, shit. Which way is it?
Hit to kill, not to maim.
Oh.
Oh. I thought it was like...
Oh, that old lady's not moving.
Yeah.
Just rev it up a notch.
Uh-oh.
She's not going to make it.
So, we talked about you guys are friends and you played music, whatever. But what inspired you to get into music?
What inspired me truly to get into music?
Yeah.
Was being afraid I couldn't do anything else important in my life.
So, you just had to focus.
I had to focus. And truly what came most natural to me was communicating through an instrument.
Yeah.
The hardest time I've had with people, I feel like, is the hardest thing with any friends anywhere is coming down to a true communication of how you feel. No matter how hard you are or how, you know, if you're going to act like you're tough and whatever, but like when it comes down to it, I feel like if you can play music with someone, you can really expose who you are. You know, you can be real. I felt like I could be real playing music, and that's ultimately what drew me to it.
Yeah, that's well said, man.
Cheers.
So, like, how old were you? It was like, was this young?
Young, like, 16, 15 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
I think I took piano lessons. Was my first experience playing music. Right. My great-great-aunt came and stayed with us. Super old lady.
Yeah.
Super old.
Yeah, there's two greats.
Like, you said two greats, yeah.
Like, super great. And super old. But she was, she was so good at the piano. I was, like, 8 years old. And my parents flew her up from New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And they borrowed a piano and hired a moving crew to bring the piano to the house.
Damn.
Because she could not stay anywhere that did not have a piano.
Right.
So I'm thinking, all right, this lady is old, never met her, isn't going to be lame. Shows up, and she just is like, la-di-da-di-da, like, this is how I do.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, she was obviously an artist growing up, but still real old, and she just killed it. And she saw me and was like, hey, you look bored. Why don't you learn how to do this? She taught me some real simple shit, and I was like, damn, old lady, you cool.
Yeah.
So she flies away, piano disappears, and I'm like, Mom, what's up with that?
Oh, that was weak.
Where's the piano?
What a tease.
She could tell. You know, she could tell I was, you know, I kind of sucked at the natural arithmetic of schooling and learning the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
She could tell, like, I was just a little different than my two other brothers. And she was like, Daddy Pete, we gotta get a piano. And sooner or later, we got a fucking piano. And I was taking lessons.
Yeah.
And I was hooked. You know?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as next experience was someone who was like, hey, we need a bass player. I was like, just show me what to do and I'll do it. And sure as shit, I just did it.
That's so, how you started doing bass?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Like, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. I can count to 4. I'm good. Let's do this. And so, yeah. I was lucky enough to go to that soda school, man.
Yeah,
and that's awesome. I was a drowning fish in water. I was not going to succeed at what was set in front of me, but that school saved my spirit in the sense, like, I was ready to... Just like, man, school sucks. I suck at it, and this is dumb.
Yeah,
and then they show me how to apply it in a different way. You know?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
and
fuck yeah.
I just kind of went with that. They taught me how to be myself and believe in my abilities. And
I'm an adjunct artist at that place, right? So it's like a teacher. Yeah. And that's what I'm telling them all the time. Is like. Yeah. Goddamn kids.
Right. You don't know it, but...
You know what you got right here? Like, this is, like, would be life-changing to me. I would have started my career 20 years earlier.
Yeah.
if I would have had that just a little bit. And they have everything. They have fucking skateboarding class.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's good. They should have skateboarding class. Yeah. But, like, just saying that sounds weird to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have so much, and then they just treat it like it's high school, some of them, you know? Like, where they're, I mean, because they're teenagers in high school. But they don't realize, and I stop and tell them all the time, because I'm like, listen, I had to go through sucky-ass school and just fail at when I didn't know I could just be doing my thing the whole time, and fuck all the dumb shit that I thought was dumb shit in the first place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it would have just helped.
Definitely.
Yeah. So if you go to SOTA, you better, man... Take that for what it is.
Definitely let it know, or let it be known that, like, you know, you might suck at this, you might suck at this, you might be really rad at this. And what it comes down to is just really being a craftsman of your heart, you know? Like,
yeah,
you like something, you know? Give a shit. Craft your art. Be a craftsman. Be proud of it. And well, run with it. Like, and it translates to everything in life.
Right.
Yeah.
With what Joseph's saying, you know, it's, you know, after it's there, you know, keep it. Like, if we don't give a shit ourselves about what we're doing on a certain level, like, yeah, we have a great time doing it and it's fine. We hang out with our friends and stuff, but, you know, we still have, we practice every week. We have for years, you know, it's like religiously every Sunday we always meet up. And if you don't, if you don't believe in yourself and keep that sort of, I think that's a big part of being like an, you know, like the term artist is such a big thing, but, you know, you have to be a really self-motivated person, especially, you know, it's, you have to light the fire under yourself to keep things going. Because otherwise your band, you know, like your stuff will just die. Like people will stop caring about you. And the only reason the stuff is there is because you made it up in the first place. And if you're not, you know, you have to do something, you know, like once you create it, like creating it's one thing, but keeping it going is like, I think that's the hard part, you know?
Yeah. Life doesn't lay out a team of cheerleaders for you. Right. I mean, like, so you got to be stoked about what you want to do. And you gotta find it.
You gotta go. Yeah. Go for it.
You don't, you know, you don't gotta blow up. You don't gotta make, you know, miles of progress and content. But so long as you enjoy doing it, I feel like you will be happy. And that's kind of the goal.
Yeah, in life
these days, you know, like, you don't wanna sit around being pissed off at the world or your friends or your job or this and that, but. If you chase what you love, you can be successful.
Yeah.
In happiness, you will be happy.
Right.
Yeah, that's real. That's Wheelies.
It's a fucking pizza party.
It's a fucking pizza party, bitches. Don't take it for granted.
I will eat that last slice. Yeah. It will not go in the fridge. I don't care what's on it.
This is just a normal story.
Okay.
Bad and weird. I could probably slip something in.
I was just thinking it was like this horribleness reminded you of something else.
No. Okay. It can start out normal and then work into something really weird.
Yeah, we can, but I'm going to make up the end then.
Perfect.
It doesn't get that weird.
Perfect.
You know what I heard about? So they were going to put new smart boards and white boards in the school, right? Somewhere land.
Okay.
And so they started taking all the old chalkboards off. And underneath the old chalkboards were... Do you guys know chalkboards?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
You had chalkboards?
I had chalkboards.
As a kid?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. It went for a while.
Yeah.
Or your punishment.
That's the overhead projector was really cool, if I do remember so.
No, that's the best.
Yeah.
That's the best. Especially if you're an alcoholic teacher and you want to just have the same notes for every time you have the class. And you just put them on that see-through shit, and you can just be like, here, that whole class is taken care of forever.
Copy that.
I'll be back. Yeah, I'll be back.
World problems.
Right? All right. I might not be back before the bell, but you know what to do when the bell rings.
So you're taking off the chalkboards.
They're taking off the chalkboards to put on the smart boards or white boards.
Right? I don't know what a smart board is.
Smart board's like a computer.
Oh,
computer chalkboard.
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. That's so it's just a big TV.
It's a giant iPad.
Exactly.
It's a
big ass TV. Just move the shit over. I don't know where this is. It's somewhere land. Somewhere land.
Yeah.
It's public school in somewhere land.
Okay, somewhere land.
Well, no, it might be private.
Okay, because I'm pretty sure my tax dollars do not provide smart boards.
You pay taxes to somewhere land?
This is some
sometimes.
Yeah, some yeah, you do. Sometimes.
I'm the 34th of February.
They know what I'm talking about, Dan. All right. So they take off the chalkboards. Underneath these chalkboards, these old-ass chalkboards, are 100-year-old chalkboards that still have the writing on them.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What was the
right? All right. Isn't that awesome?
Are we supposed to erase all this shit before we put up the new boards?
Nah,
fuck it. How are they gonna fucking know?
Could you imagine now though, like, if it was kids nowadays and they're like, all right, you know, it's like you can write something down, we're gonna cover it up, they'd be like, I drew a dick.
Yeah,
it'd be some balls.
Cock and balls, yeah. It'd be definitely cock and balls.
Fuck. All the other kids back then, like, We want to let you know that things have been... Mother has scarlet fever.
dick!
Balls.
Butthole!
Wow, butthole.
Whoa.
But you have to, like, write it next to the, so you know.
I fear we're not going to make it through the winter.
So what they did find is these drawings and writings perfectly kept perfectly where you could read them. And it's during Thanksgiving is one of the things, right? It shows old times tables and how they used to write them in circles and weird shit. And we're doing way weirder shit now, though.
So they were Satan worship.
Yeah, it looks like Satan worship is most of it.
Well, metric systems tool the devil.
Definitely not smart.
That was on the chalkboard?
Yeah, this is all 100 years old.
That's drawing. Awesome.
Like that person's dead that drew that. And it's in Oklahoma City.
Really, really old.
There's some.
Look at the music. Chicken. Yeah, there is some.
Is
music.
That music?
Yep. Yeah. And sometimes.
I bet that shit's not copyrighted.
Hey, yeah, you jack should. That shit.
Jack. Read it? See, they're drawing cocks again too.
Yep.
Yeah. There's cocks all over that board.
I'm going to draw a cock.
But one thing that they were talking
there's
about.
That forgotten language on that chalkboard that no one can read right now.
One of the things they talked about is the penmanship. And the handwriting.
It's
and like
awesome.
It's in some foreign language that must be delivered from aliens or something. Right?
Perfectly at a little slant.
I know. It's all like round and connected.
It's so crazy how that's, I don't, that's something that I don't like an old man where I'm like, oh, penmanship is disappearing, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And like, when you see like my grandma's writing, it's just all tight as fuck. Yeah. Just ding, ding, ding. And then it matches everybody else's grandma.
Yep.
Like, I go to somebody else's grandma's, and I'm like, well, my grandma wrote that at your house. And they're like, no, they just learned exactly the same perfect way to write the words, and they got hit for not doing it right, which is cool.
BTW, we are talking about cursive.
Yeah, I know cursive. Yeah, cursive. I know hell and damn.
Cursive. I know cursive.
Shit.
Anyways, I just like that. I like that story, that time capsule.
No, it's awesome.
Way cool.
It's strange that they like just put up over the old. It seems like they'd have to take the old ones down. Like, is there ever going to take these ones down to put up the new stuff?
Somebody was slacking that day.
Yeah, I guess those stories.
I think it just goes to prove that we are the same people we were back then.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you history does repeat itself.
Look, it looks kind of cool with two of them on top of each other.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah.
What a great idea.
We could tell the boss worked all day and only worked for a little bit.
Blood bearing chalkboard.
Yeah, you can't take that down. The whole school will fall down. It's crazy.
Yeah. Please come tumbling down.
Should we erase these?
You'll be dead. You want to kill all these kids? What's wrong with you?
I got a light and fluffy one for you.
Yeah, I need it.
This guy named David misses two mortgage payments on his house.
Hasselhoff?
In Morris Township, New Jersey.
I didn't know he lived in Jersey.
And Wells Fargo, his mortgage lender, sent contractors that broke into his house and trashed the whole place. And basically, like, looted it.
What?
Because when you miss two mortgage payments, they say that it's a delinquent property. They're like, oh, nobody lives here. And they just send, like, cleanup contractors to come in and basically, like, kick in your door.
But that's mobster shit.
Yeah.
And people come home to find their houses trashed.
And that helps the mortgage get paid?
Well, it's not their house anymore.
How's that get the mortgage paid, man? So,
you want your money? So now I gotta, like, put in a new
buy
tub.
A new VCR. I can't pay my mortgage.
Fuck.
The cable bill? Oh, fuck, am I supposed to watch Alf?
Oh, so some of them, they call them also abandoned. They're like, you know, say it's an abandoned property. And then they pick up day laborers to come and ransack people's houses to take anything of value, pretty much. One family had their family heirloom treasure that made it through the Holocaust.
Oh!
Stolen?
Oh!
What?
That's a curse.
How pumped would you be if you're the labor ready guy and they're like, dude, get your ass to the job, and the job's just they're like, okay, sneak in through the window, go in there, steal some stuff,
Get out real quick. Break things too. You can break stuff
cool.
too.
We have paperwork.
We have paperwork. It's okay.
These people Kutcher don't own this out. House. The bank owns this house, and the bank is telling you to go take that TV.
You need underwear, don't you?
You know we're not going to pay you. Go find something in that house.
Okay, lady, go.
Sorry. One lady was even home as they entered, and she locked herself in the bathroom and called 911 because her like home was being invaded.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But isn't your stuff still your stuff? I mean, how's that all work out?
No. Yeah, I mean, they can't.
If you don't pay the bank owns a house, and what you left in the house, the bank can take.
You're like, but I left
but
my
she's
stuff
still
in the
house.
And she's still in there taking a shit.
And they've had also some of the contractors just being, like, outright assholes. So they'll raid the whole place, trash everything, and then just, like, leave a hammer sticking out of the wall. Like, just punch holes in walls a little bit. You know,
I'm kind of into it. Your
it's
toilet's repeat, broke.
You know, it's job security. You know, well, now the bank has to sell the house.
And who's
hey,
going to fix
so
it?
There's
right
some busted up
him.
Walls. Can you fix those walls for us? You know, can sell the house.
Yeah, I can do that. It's good question.
The owners obviously messed up the house. So.
Yeah, we didn't got the gold. Somehow the wall got all busted up. Huh? I know a guy.
Yeah.
Hey, is that my hammer?
Good price.
Real quick.
That's some cutthroat shit, though.
Yeah,
people just come home. To
doesn't
find the house
sound
trash.
Legal, like at all.
The banks ain't getting in trouble
good.
For that.
It's like after
no,
a fight.
And it's then a Chase Bank.
Well,
it's
it was
Fargo.
Really the
Fargo?
Like, yeah. Van full of guys they picked up at Home Depot that did it.
It must have been a clerical error. We apologize.
Yep.
Yeah, we thought it was empty. Sorry, guys.
Peace.
That was a really nice TV.
My daughter loves it at college.
System, man, forget that. I stay away from it as much as I can, as far as the mortgages and shit.
Mm-hmm. Plus, they kind of like bust up your house. You just move. They don't even know.
You started up.
He's supposed to be here at number 12. He's gone.
In case you're just tuning in, Dan Martin lives on a boat.
You know, so you gotta worry about different things on a boat than you do on land.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sharks.
See, things are all different. There's all kinds of different equipment. This World War II German sub-captain learned the hard way how different it can be. This is 1945. Captain Carl Adolf Schlitt is on...
Adolf Schlitt?
What's the guy's last name?
Schlitt. S-C-H-L-I-T-T.
Can you just say it really loud Schlitt. And pronounced?
Adolf Schlitt. Schlitt. Schlitt.
Schlitt. Schlitt.
I got it. I got
Schlitt.
It. Cool, I got
God
it.
God damn it, Schlitt. Schlitt.
So Carl's on this brand new fancy U-1206 submarine.
Ooh.
And
beep. The 1206, those are nice.
There's a brand new toilet system on this vessel. It directs human waste through a series of chambers to a pressurized airlock, and basically blasts them into the sea with compressed air like a turd cannon.
The old Schlitter.
The Schlitter. The inventionist guy invented that thing.
Schlitt valve.
It's the Schlitt valve.
Shut your Schlitt valve, you goddamn...
So, Mr. Schlitt uses this brand new device.
He takes his Schlitt.
But he turned the wrong valve.
Oh!
And it started
reverse?
A backflow reverse... of pressurized sewage and then seawater filling the whole submarine.
And thus, cavemen paintings were invented.
Why do they got the back valve? And why is it right next
why
to the
Why is that an option?
There's a flush valve, and then right next to it is a valve that looks just the same that sinks the sub.
Yes. Why is it
doing that? Why'd you set me up to fail?
Flush toilet? Kill everyone. I don't...
Yeah. Well, they weren't even marked.
This one has one dot on it, and this one has two.
I went to the bathroom.
I did it number two.
Turned
number two. Oh.
Now, this mixture of sewage water and seawater fills up the bathroom and floods it, which is directly above the engine room. And all of this water fell onto the submarine's giant batteries, which vaporized it and turned into deadly ammonia toxic gas through the entire boat.
That's a doo-doo, baby.
So poisonous gas is filling the sub, and Schlitt orders the boat to the surface.
Did it have to go on the batteries to make the gas deadly? I mean, isn't it usually always deadly when it comes out like that?
electrified, though, man. It's like extra.
Oh, it's just a little burnt. Mm-hmm. A little burnt sienna.
So,
they wasn't the first time old Schlitt let out a little deadly gas.
He had too much sauerkraut for lunch.
Did they die?
Well, they fire all their torpedoes. They, like, get all the buoyancy of the boat. That's what you do if you have to bring a sub to the surface super quick. They shoot all their torpedoes off just randomly.
Oh, and my God. The gunner dude is so stoked. He's all, yeah!
Finally!
I'm going to shoot every fucking missile off this fucker!
And then what happens?
Somehow, when they finally get to the surface, it gets even worse. Because then...
They shot down, like, six other subs.
They started taking damage from air attack because British planes saw them floating. The
this is at war?
Like getting, yeah, it's at war. And so now they're getting shot at because now all the submarines like up on the surface of the water.
Yeah, trying to breathe, get a little breath.
Dude, this dude is getting a fucking dishonorable discharge for sure.
Schlitt. Couldn't help it.
All because the valve said number two.
Don't turn that number two valve, man.
Move no.
All the sailors had to abandon ship and jump overboard and go in little rowboats and just... The story is in-depth about all of their futures beyond this point. But.
I just saw the end of the movie where it tells you everything that happened to every single one of those dudes.
Fritz made it to land, escaped to the Alps, where he became an Alpenhorn player.
Adolf now lives in Boca Raton.
Don't spend much time now in the boom-boom rooms.
Oh, yes, I love it! I love it!
Adolf Schlitt, he brought that down with a number two dial.
Schlitt.
That is poor design.
That's really poor design.
So also, I just wonder, like, what's the thinking, like, in putting, like, the main power source for a submersible vehicle? Turns to, like, poison gas if you get any water on it.
And then put all the main source of water on the boat directly above.
Above. Right, it was plus put the plumbing water. Right over, the water heater right over the top of it. That's...
Bad design.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
That's like a plant with huge fish hooks on it.
That's right. You're right.
That was a good story, Dan.
Yeah, it was.
I like it. I lived it.
This feels like we're getting to the end of the pizza party, dude. That was awesome.
That was real good.
Yeah.
Dropping that words of wisdom right at the end.
Yeah, I love it.
So, you got anything coming up? Any new news or places to see you find you that you haven't released yet?
Yeah, we're playing a show September 24th. It's I think it's this Thursday. I think this show might have already. This podcast will probably be out by the
time. We do that all the time. It's a time machine.
Yeah,
but yeah, we're actually really excited though about that show in particular because it's at the new all ages venue in Tacoma called Real Art, which was originally an older venue in Tacoma that's reopened that we used to go to a lot of shows at as kids and also play at as.
In our kids.
Yeah, as kids. So we're really stoked to be that place is back open and we can go there and play, and we're looking forward to that. We're also we're working on a bunch of new songs and getting them all put together and getting ready to record another album and
nice
finish that whole
your process. Last album Never Die.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's on iTunes, right?
Yeah
cool. So if you want to check out that, you can check out the graphics. I did the graphics for it.
What? Oh, yeah. I remember that shoot. That was good.
There's some puppets on there. Check it out. Wheelies.
And check out the rest of Jeremy's puppets.
Oh, yeah. At Candy Teeth Creative on Instagram.
You can find me at I Just Make Stuff on Instagram. I am at Ecstatic Existence. Check that Tumblr for those little animation
those
gifts.
Yeah. Now you're getting hooked on those gifts.
This is my outlet for that.
But we wanted one more song, though.
So if you had a second track, what would you pick?
Northern Shapes.
Northern Shapes.
The Shapes of North are the best.
You said that one really fast, too.
Like where you've been.
Next time, everybody. I'm going to be out. I don't know whether or not I'll be in contact. We'll find out. We might get to do a call-in. And stay tuned for all the more shows we have. We have a couple in the bag that sound pretty cool.
Woo!
Taking a little editing.
Some work's going to be in. Yeah. There's some work to do. Some homework to do.
For sure.
It's going to be good, though. From what we got, it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat, if you can hear this, remember to pick up some stamps on your way home.
Whoa, you just yeah. broke the barrier and now communicate to yourself in future tense. Oh.
Yeah. Big fly. What?
What?
Yeah, I think we're going to go to that. I think we're going to go to that show and maybe we'll talk to the rest of the band too. Just a little bit.
Cool. Should be a sweet show.
Surprise. Surprise attack.
Surprise attack.
Yeah, let us know if you guys are coming. We'll see if they get here.
How are you going to let you know when it's a surprise attack?
Oh, okay.
We'll pay.
Since
I'm just kidding.
That is not a
just kidding. I'm in it free. What'd you say?
Yeah.
Since we know it's not a surprise, hit us up. We'll get you in.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal. I'll stop fighting it. All right. So.
That was fun.
That is fun. You guys should come back, too, with the whole band. Play a song on top of the table.
Well, we love sharing all this creative outpouring and community that we're lucky enough to be connected to. And so, keep listening to Camp Teeth Radio, because the person you hear might just be the next big thing, like the next real deal. Everybody is the real deal, but you never know. There's a real interesting pool of talent we got. And probably the most important thing of all.
Out of everything?
Out of everything, man.
Is listen to wheelies.
But to do that, you have to stay alive. That's like the main thing. That's like the first, whatever, in the hierarchy. Stay alive.
Stay alive.
A bunch.
There's cooler. There's cooler. Yeah.
There's a whole bunch, though, isn't there? Is there that many?
Yes, every single one. There's more. There's hundreds.
The monkey got choked. Y'all went to heaven in a little robo jump back.
No,
I jump back.
I don't know.
Goes clap your hands, almost jump back. The clap song. You never heard that one?
Uh-uh.
Then it goes. My mother told me that she would buy me a rubber dolly if I was good. My sister told her.
What'd she tell?
I kissed a soldier.
Woo!
I can't remember that.
Damn.
That's fucked up. No okay, dolly for you.
It's a sick song.
That was the hot part.
I kissed a soldier. So she won't buy me. That rubber dolly. 3, 6, 9. The goose drank wine. The monkey chewed tobacco on the rail car line. The line broke. The monkey got dope. And they all went to heaven in a little old boat.